At first, you know, they didn't really want to see me go into the music business. You know, they just wanted it to be a hobby for me, but that was never going to happen. And they didn't really totally understand. They wanted me to go to college, which I did, and I'm glad I did. I went to Temple University, and I majored in journalism. And I had a great time, and I'm so glad that I went to Temple because it's in Philadelphia. And, you know, most of my life, with the exception of doing a few talent shows in elementary school and county fairs, I had never performed live. I had such stage fright and I was so shy that I couldn't even get up in front of my parents and sing at home. So what I started doing when I went to college is I started going to a weekly blues jam at a club called Warm Daddies. And I would go every Tuesday night, I would take the subway, you know, by myself. It was probably kind of dangerous looking back. I probably shouldn't have done that, but, you know, and I went every week, even if 1 week was a disaster, and I never felt like I never wanted to go back, but I kept going, and I'm glad that I did, because I met a lot of musicians there who were really supportive of me and encouraged me and made me feel and gave me confidence. And I just performing at the jam, I gain more confidence on stage. And every time you hear the applause, you gain more confidence in yourself.
Definitely.
You know, even if it's they're just trying to make you feel good. who knows? But and I met musicians there that you know, helped me record my first demo CD, and that I formed my first band with, and did my first gig at Warm Daddies. And you know, I started gigging a little bit around the Philadelphia area, but not too much. You know, then I released my first CD in 2007, and I kind of immediately started touring nationally.
Nice.